I say you combine them all together with some crack and a brand new disease that no one knows the cure of, you got yourself a pretty downtrodden time period, you know? Most of these houses were all abandoned, most of them. Let's see, let's break it down drug trade-wise. Bates was the street for heroin.
This block right here?
This street right here. Easy access, you can come straight in off of New York or Florida. On O Street, right above the bakery, was cocaine or crack. I think from listening to a lot of people, you know, I know a lot of guys here who had just gotten out of prison in the past decade from that time era. I have a neighbor who did 16 years in Jessup
for
heroin dealing.
Heroin dealing.
Not an addict or anything like that, but heroin dealing. I remember, I think 8 years old, I saw my first dead body. It was in the back alley. We always pulled into the back alley behind the bakery there to park, and he was slumped right in the corner. I was 8, so I didn't realize at first. I was like, oh, another guy's drunk, asleep, high, asleep, something, you know. Oh, you're a little kid, you don't know, you know. Well, after a while, I think he never got up. I think one of the bakers came out, you know, to wake him up, and he didn't move. And I came out, and I came around the back door on the other end of the bakery to see. You know, when you're a kid, you're curious, but you're timid. You're not sure. It's all adult stuff, you know? So you want to find out. So, you know, when you see adults that look concerned and you're a kid, you know they're concerned about something. They're not just ignoring you. You go back there, you know, you want to look, but you have that feeling they're going to say, this isn't for you. This is adult stuff. So you go around the other way to take a peek. And you look and you see, oh my God, the guy's eyes are not focused or shut. And then you see blood on the shirt. And then you throw up. You have trouble eating the rest of the day. You know, you have trouble sleeping.